County. KZST, Santa Rosa.
Come on in and make yourself at home. We're here to talk to you, to listen to you, to help you enjoy all the wonderful things about Saturdays. If you've been taking the kids to soccer games, football games, whatever, it's time for you to relax and enjoy the music.
Welcome, Melinda. Who's on your heart?
All cancer patients. Earlier in the show, you said, do a project to make someone else happy. Well, my project that God led me to, I make lap quilts, and I give it to people with cancer.
So while they're getting their chemotherapy, they can sit and stay warm, those kind of quilts?
Yes, ma'am. God supplies the material. I tell him I couldn't afford it because I'm disabled. But every time I need material, thread, or anything, it shows up.
And how many of these quilts, my friend, have you made so far?
Probably now about 50 or 60.
And how long have you been doing this project?
Only a couple years.
Wow. And in a couple of years, you've managed to finish 50 or 60 quilts?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. I'm glad you did one for yourself.
I did that one first. I did because both of my parents was battling cancer at the same time. And we lost them a little over a year and a half apart. And I could just put it around me and feel the love. But every stitch that I sew, it's love and prayer. And there's tears that go along with it.
Well, let me play a song for you, Melinda, and your stitching hands and your generous, generous heart.
Keep up the good work, Delilah.
Thank you.
Want it that way, but we are from the way that it used to be. Yeah, no matter the distance, I want you to know that deep down inside of me, you are my fire, the one desire.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is asking, is there a girl/woman code, a code of conduct? And it reads, I need Mother Delilah's help determining if there is such a code. My dilemma is better than a daytime soap opera. I was married 11 years, had 2 children, in heart of God's country, Lancaster, PA. But now I'm divorced. My husband cheated on me during my last pregnancy. Within 6 months of filing for divorce, he became engaged to another woman around my age who also had 2 children the same age as ours. They bought a house together. They planned a Bahama Cruise Disney adventure with her 2 children and my 2 children during his custody time and both sets of relatives. This other woman, who was around my age, finally broke it off suddenly and took the associated wedding financial losses. She still lives in the house they jointly own, and she kicked him out. She unfortunately suddenly found out she has stage 4 cancer. About a year later, he gets another younger woman pregnant, a volunteer firefighter. He's the president of the same firefighting company. She delivered and they are planning their October wedding. My ex was seeking help at different levels in healthcare when we were married. He was diagnosed as a narcissist. He's now employed as director of safety for a major commercial construction firm. His new worshiper is a young 23-year-old. My moral dilemma is, does a girl's code exist? Should I contact this young woman and warn her of his true nature or just let God's plan work? Kristen and I will have my response for you coming up next. You're listening to Delilah, Sonoma County's one and only KZST. So you're in the middle of a kitchen update and you can't tell if it's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get free delivery on over 2 million items. Download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Around New Year's, it's easy to get obsessed with how you want to change yourself in the months ahead. But have you thought about what you're already doing right? Maybe you got out of a toxic relationship or found a tool to manage your anxiety. Or maybe you just cleaned out a closet or started taking your supplements every morning. Whatever it is, it's a reason to celebrate yourself and keep up the good work in the new year without changing everything. Therapy helps you recognize your progress and expand on it so you can build confidence and continue making lasting changes in your life. BetterHelp offers professional, affordable online therapy from wherever you are. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. It's therapy that fits your schedule, your needs, and your life. Try out new year, same improved you with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/tool today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tool for 10% off your first month.
Did you know that some ordinary cold medicines can raise your blood pressure? That's why DayQuil High Blood Pressure is specially formulated to provide daytime cold and flu symptom relief without ingredients like sugar, alcohol, and decongestants. If you have high blood pressure and you need fast, powerful relief from your worst cold and flu symptoms, choose DayQuil High Blood Pressure. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Lately, more of them are identity thieves because identity theft is one of the fastest growing crimes in America. So let's hear how they do it.
Identities are easy to catch online. I just go fishing for them. I send people an official-looking email pretending to be their bank or credit card company and ask them to confirm their personal information. Hooks them every time.
Stealing folks' identity is as easy as standing behind them on the checkout line. When they open their wallets, I'm ready to take a picture of their driver's license with my cell phone camera. It's a snap.
You can learn a lot from the criminal mind, but you can learn even more from me. Safeguard your personal information on the phone, online, and especially around the house, because half of identity theft is committed by people you think you know. Take it from McGruff. Keep your identity to yourself and take a bite out of crime. For more information, visit the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
You've been at work all day staring at that computer screen, and the last thing on your mind is turning it on again right now. But before you go to sleep tonight, why don't you place a little note right next to your purse that says KZST.com. Just a little reminder. So tomorrow when you are at work, you can listen to KZST on your computer, broadcasting live on the internet 24 hours a day at KZST.com. And Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a woman whose former husband has gone on to create not one, not two, but three disasters, and now he is entertaining a 23-year-old. And this woman wants to know if there is a code of conduct. Should she warn this young woman? Should she say something? Should she reach out and contact her? Here's the problem. there's nothing you can say because she is right now head over heels for his charm, for his personality, for whatever he brings to the table, and she won't listen. She will not listen. How do I know that? Because I was that young woman, and I could not hear the truth. I couldn't. When I was 21, I fell hard for somebody who was very much like your ex. Very charming, very handsome, very, I'm assuming your ex is charming and handsome and funny, or he wouldn't have had all these women throwing themselves at him. But I was so delusional and I was so smitten, I wouldn't have listened to anyone who tried to warn me. So no, there's nothing you can say to her. You can pray for her. You can hope that she opens her eyes before she gets her heart broken too. But there is nothing that you can say at this point that will help her to make a better choice. All you can do is put it in God's hand and pray. And hope that she listens to the Delilah Show.
Hey girl, is he everything you wanted in me? You know I gave you the world. You had me in the palm of your hand. So why your love went away? Can't seem to understand. Thought it was me and you, baby, baby. Me and you until the end, but I guess I was wrong. Don't wanna think about it, don't wanna talk about it. I'm just so sick about it. Can't believe it's ending this way. Just so confused about it, feeling the blues about it. I just can't do it without you. Now tell me, is this fair? Is this the way it's really going down? Is this how we say goodbye? Should've known better when you came around that you were gonna make me cry. It's breaking my heart to watch you run around, cause I know that you're living a lie. But that's okay, baby, cause in time you will find what goes around, goes around, goes around, goes around, all the way back around. You claimed, you said that you were moving on now. Maybe I should do the same.
Maybe I should do the same.
The funny thing about that is, I was ready to give you my name. Thought it was me and you, baby. And now it's all just a shame that I guess I was wrong.
Don't wanna think about
no.
it. Don't wanna talk about it. I'm just so sick about it.
Can't believe it's ending this way.
Just so confused about it. Feeling the blues about it. I just can't do it.
Can you tell me, is this fair?